This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abba. We're continuing Mishnah Berura, Daf HaShavua. And I want to... today I want to read Mishnah Berura Sif Katan Kuf Ayin Aleph. The Mechaber said that it needs to be tanned Lishma if it's possible. Now, in the Baragoyla, he brings that the Rush requires Ibud Lishma, and the Rambam does not require Ibud Lishma. Says the Mishnah Berura Sif Katan Kuf Kafa Kuf Ayin Aleph. Hecha de Efsher. Ki harambam srile deloy boi klal ibud ar habatim. The Rambam holds you don't have to tan the hides at all. The adarabba, yoyser chazaku kishaloy nisaved. It's better if it's not tanned. Misham hachi kasher afilu ar she'enoim ubud klal. Therefore, according to the Rambam, it's kasher even if it's not tanned at all. Bekol shekein deloy boi ibud lishma. You certainly don't need ibud lishma. The Rambam holds that you don't even need it to be tanned at all. You certainly don't need Ibud Lishma. Okay, so there are two levels here. There's not tanning at all, and tanning it, but not doing it Lishma. So the Rambam holds, since Ibud is not required, it doesn't need Ibud, and it certainly doesn't need Ibud Lishma. V'roiv ha-poskim chalkim alav umatsuchi Ibud. Most poskim argue on the Rambam, and they require Ibud, and they also required Ibud Lishma, Vegan Lishma. So therefore, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that you need it to be Ibud Lishma, if possible. Upasak Shulchan Aruch, Deicha De'efshar Boi Lishma. Aval Heicha Dolai Efshar, Lim Tzoy Chipoi Habatim, Me'ar Hama'ubad Lishma. But if it's not possible to find covering of Batim from hide that was Mu'ubad Lishma, Mutar Lismaich Aldevei Harambam. It is permitted to rely on the opinion of the Rambam, then from completely losing the opportunity to mekayim the mitzvah of tefillin. Uchsheyimsa acher kach me'or hamu'ubed lishma yignois habatim elu. You should put the batim that you used in geniza v'yasa me'or hamu'ubed lishma. V'nechleku ha'achroinim im le'es ato yanichim bevracha oy beloy bracha. The achroinim argue whether at the present time you should make a bracha or not. The Berke Yosef agrees to the Magen Avram that you could make a bracha. So it's very interesting, because if you were to ask, according to the Mechaber, if you had tefillin that were not Me'ubad Lishma, could you make a bracha? The answer is absolutely yes. The Mechaber says, Sarach Shia Me'ubad Lishma, Hecha the Efshar. If it's not Efshar, then you don't need. Sounds like you can make a bracha. I mean, that would seem from the Mechaber you'd be able to make a bracha. And the Rama doesn't argue, even though most Paiskim argue on the Rambam, and they require Ibud Lishma. So Shulchan Aruch says you should try as best as possible, but if you can't, you can't. Okay, let's start Lamed Ches. Yasa dalid batim me'or echad l'shel reish. You should make four compartments from one piece of hide for the shel reish. Ubayis echad l'shel yad. And one bayis for the shel yad. So we know the shel reish has four compartments and it's made out of one piece of hide. And the shel yad is one compartment. The shel yad is one compartment. All four parashiyos are together, and the shel reish, they're separate. So let us see. Okay, so for example, that was yesterday's diagram. Over here, so here's, you make four batim from one R for the shel reish, and one bias. Oh, sorry. This is the shel reish where you're making four batim, and then you sort of stick them together, and then they're going to be ultimately look like one bayis with four compartments. Now, well, I guess let's begin. Let's begin this, and we'll see it again tomorrow. Me'or echad, says the Mishnah Berurah, v'chatichas or, a piece of hide. Tfurim yachad, that's sewn together. So basically, it's four batim, me'or echad. What about a piece of ar that's sewn together? Mitzadeh magam d'chashum ka'or echad. The Magen Avraham says if you sew different pieces of hide together, it's like one ar. V'chein kasa b'tshuvas kasam soifer, achayim simen hei. She'yesh l'haka b'tfaras, you could be mekel if it's sewn. Okay, so let's say you sew it together, you could be mekel. If they're just glued, machmer sham. The Magen Avraham and the Chassam Sofer are machmer. Avol b'chay adam mashma du'adim m'hem devukos b'devek. Chay adam holds the chay adam is mashma that also if you glue them together, that's also considered like one bias. V'chein mashma bar zeruah. V'chein espashin ata minog b'mdinasenu. That is widespread minog. That if you glue together four separate pieces of hide, that's considered like one bias. Nevertheless, it is the chachila proper to make it mamish from one hide. Kiyesh machmir, and there are those who are machmir v'soivrim. Deloy mahani b'chatichos tfurei siachad. Some are machmir, and they hold it's not going to help if you sew it. Oy medu bakos bedevek or glue it. V'ayin b'chayodim nakapadim tzrichim sheyu hadal batim prudos zemizeh v'lo yu medu bakim. The Chayadim says that they have to be separate, completely separate, and not cling together. So, I mean, according to this diagram, what you're allowed to do is, it sounds like you're allowed to glue them on the bottom, but to glue them on top, the diagram has a glue stick, and it has a here, I'll make it a little bigger. Seems like here this is the shelrosh. The shelrosh from the shel roish, you're supposed to have four separate compartments, but it's supposed to be of one hide. But if, let's say, you made it of four hides and then you glued it together, so it sounds like the Chayadim said that's okay to make it like one. But they have to be somewhat separate. In other words, it sounds like they can't be totally glued together on the top. Not clung together. Not like what some soifrim do, that they glue it together with devek, but on top, what they do is they glue it together, and it's mamish like one piece, and on top, they make lines, ki'ilu, that these are four separate compartments. The tzarchin im lahakshar afilu b'diavad. It's a tzarchin whether that's kosher even b'diavad. The mimanav shechemanu chayshim aidei divuk or echad. If through the divuk it's considered one hide, im kein ein lanu ela bayis achas. Then it's only one bayis. Ubesoyes le'dalad mechitzos. Inside of it with four compartments, the puzzle. You need to have four batim. We know the shel roish has to have four batim. So what is glue? If we're gonna consider glue one, then there's only one bias with four mechitzas puzzle. V'ina devak oisa or echad if it does make one r. V'ish kan dalad batim in dar charitzim dahan diba kinifra dami. If the glue is not considered like one, then you don't have or echad. Imkina tun gufayon asim ishtei arois upsulim. So glue is really a sort of a double-edged sword. You can't have it both ways. If you want to create Or Echad through glue, then it's Bayis Echad. And if you're not going to be making it Bayis Echad, then it's not Or Echad. So somehow you need to have one piece of leather with four compartments. So how are you going to do that? You can't have glue. Well, I'll use the glue to make it one R, but not to make it one bias. It seems like the best thing to do is have one piece of leather, but make four compartments. The truth is, it's good that those who make it mamish out of one R, you tefillin prudois. The compartment should be separate. The shema dibuk chibor. Maybe the dibuk is a chibor. V'chena tefillin shel hagra. Hayu prudois va'ayim beber halacha. Now, our tefillin seem to be very tightly connected. So let's review this tomorrow. We read the basic opinions. You have a chart over here. We'll review this tomorrow with all these opinions that we just learned regarding sewing and glue. Okay, we'll hold it over here. I wish you all a wonderful day. Bracha v'hatzlacha.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.